The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
So Pilate entered his headquarters again and called Jesus and said to him, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you say this of your own accord, or did others say it to you about me?" Pilate answered, "Am I a Jew? Your own nation and the chief priests have delivered you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would have been fighting, that I might not be delivered over to the Jews. But my kingdom is not from the world." Then Pilate said to him, "So you are a king." Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. For this purpose I was born, and for this purpose I have come into the world, to bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth listens to my voice." Pilate said to him, "What is truth?" The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be always acceptable in my sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
Amen.
What is truth? You know, in our gospel times, we have these competing truth claims. In that first century Judea, we have Caesar, who claims to be a god. We have Rome, that claims to be the bringer of peace. You know, as we start this new year, we'll be in the Gospel of Luke, and Luke starts out combating these truth claims, claiming that Jesus is the Savior and not Rome, that Jesus brings peace and not Rome. The first chapter of Luke is about the gospel competing with the truth claims of the time. As we look even closer at that first or that last week of Jesus in Jerusalem, we have competing truth claims even among the crowd. The crowd that welcomes Jesus into the city, "Hosanna to the King of David," is the same crowd that cries out, "Crucify him, crucify him." Is Jesus the king or a heretic? They're competing truth claims right there. We have Mark's truth claim that we've been walking through for 6 months now, that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. For the last 10 weeks, we've been wrestling about Jesus as the Son of Man and what the true nature of power and glory and honor and authority is. The truth claim of the world or the truth claim of God. Now we have John's truth claim, very similar to Mark's. John says that he wrote this gospel so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in his name. We read Daniel's truth claim. The truth claim about the Son of Man, that the Son of Man was given dominion and glory and a kingdom that all peoples and nations and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom one that shall not be destroyed. Daniel, in his apocalyptic vision, says, in the time, this is what is really real. That the Son of Man will come in glory and be given dominion. Jesus lays hold to that claim as the Son of Man and is given dominion not on a throne but on a cross. He's given dominion not of this world but of all worlds. We see Israel throughout Scripture wrestling with this truth claim that God is sovereign. You know, Israel rejects God as king. In 1 Samuel, we see Samuel at the end of his ministry as prophet. And his sons are not worthy. And the people come and say, "Give us a king, just like all the other nations." Samuel cries out to God in distress, and God says, "It is not you that they reject, but me." Israel rejects God as king in the very early part of their history in the land. We see this rejection again. Just a few verses later from the gospel that we just read, Pilate brings Jesus out in front of the crowds and says, "Behold your king." The people cried out, away with him, crucify him." Pilate says to them, "Shall I crucify your king?" And the chief priests answered, "We have no king but Caesar." The King of Glory stands before them, making claim to the kingdom of God. They reject him for the kingdom of the world. We have Jesus' great truth claim here. He says to Pilate, "My kingdom is not of this world. If it had been of this world, I would own it. But my kingdom is not given from this world, but from God. I am the king. And for this purpose I was born, and for this purpose I have come into the world, to bear witness to the truth. And everyone who is of the truth listens to my voice." Jesus makes the ultimate truth claim, that the kingdom of God is bigger than the kingdom of the world, that the kingdom of God is given from God, not from the world. The kingdom of God does not depend on our belief. The kingdom of God simply is. Our residence in the kingdom of God depends on our belief. You know, last week we talked about apocalyptic literature and how the apocalyptic literature challenges us to ask, what time is it and what is really real? We read today from an apocalyptic vision of Daniel and an apocalyptic vision of John. Jesus, in front of Pilate, speaks from that apocalyptic vision of seeing bigger, of seeing all time, of seeing what is really real. Jesus claims a kingdom that is both now and not yet. Jesus claims a kingdom that is bigger than what we can see and touch and feel. Jesus claims a truth that is bigger than you or I. But that truth claim was challenged 2,000 years ago. It's challenged today. We're still asking, what is truth? You know, we watched a football game last night, and there were three plays of instant replay that were so close that you could look and say, what is truth? We see a subjective spot of the ball measured precisely. We see in our own science the ways of trying to measure things so that we can understand and grasp and control them, even things that can't be measured. We try to make our own truth. But this is truth. Jesus is the Christ. Jesus is the Son of God. And that in believing, you have life. But everywhere around us, that claim is challenged. It's challenged in our political world, with the various parties claiming this way is to salvation and their way is to damnation. They use a variety of words, but that's what they say. They play upon our fear that we don't know the truth. Our advertisements tell us we are not enough. If you buy this, then you might be enough. The truth claim of God is you are enough. In our work, we value ourselves in comparison to others. We value ourselves by what our supervisors or our customers say about us. We claim an identity that is based on the lies of the world and not on the truth of God. Even our friends challenge the truth. Sometimes our church even challenges that truth. When we look in the mirror, we often see that truth claim challenged. Even our calendar challenges the truth. You know, the world would tell us that the year doesn't end for another 36 days. Our church year ends today. You know, the church year is divided roughly in half. We move from Advent to Trinity, and we describe the life and ministry of Jesus. And then from Trinity Sunday all the way to today, to Christ the King Sunday, we describe the life of the church. We wear green. We call it ordinary time. There's nothing ordinary about ordinary time. But it is the way that God still speaks into our ordinary lives. So now we come to the end of that ordinary time. We celebrate Christ the King Sunday. We celebrate the now of the kingdom. We celebrate that Christ is King, regardless of the truth claims of the world. And we move from here into Advent, where we look forward to the not yet kingdom. The liturgical calendar tells us what time it is. As we live apocalyptically, we look to this calendar to say, what time is it? We enter not into 29 more shopping days until Christmas. We enter into Advent, a season of preparation, a season where we long for the coming of Christ as the light of the world, where we remember and we notice the darkness around us and pray for light. The liturgical calendar reminds us what is really real. The liturgical calendar grounds us in Scripture. We go through a lectionary that takes us through the life of Christ and the life of the church. I don't get to sit and choose what I think you need to know. I am grounded in the tradition of the church by the lectionary. We move through the synoptic gospels in a 3-year cycle, with John interspersed in at various times and seasons. You know, this year, we walked through Mark. In the coming year, we'll walk through Luke. I invite you to take the time between now and Epiphany to sit down and read through Luke. It'll take you about 2.5 hours. Good cup of coffee and a quiet morning and read through the Gospel of Luke. See what we will walk through in the year. The liturgical calendar also grounds us in prayer. We have collects for each week that pray us through the life of Christ and the life of the church. We also have seasons of expectation, of celebration, of penitence, of remembrance, of walking in the Holy Spirit. I'm going to ask you during this Advent to pray. In the 4 weeks of Advent, on Wednesdays, I'll send out a way of prayer. This Wednesday, I'll send out a way of intercession. I invited you last week to begin considering the 5 people in your life who sit in darkness and need light. We'll walk through how to pray for those people. After that, we'll pray in lament and in silence and in praise through the season of Advent. And as we worship week by week, we encounter truth. We encounter the answer to what is truth. I'll tell you, it's not in the sermon. The answer to what is truth lies right here. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus says, for this purpose I was born, and for this purpose I've come into the world, to bear witness to the truth. We are drawn each week to the table to encounter truth. The truth that says, this is my body broken for you. This is my blood shed for the sins of the world. Do this in remembrance of me. You know, all truth leads to the table. And all truth flows from the table. All ministry leads us to the table. All ministry is powered from the table. As we go out into the world, I invite you to come and encounter truth and life today. And as we go into the world, I invite you to remember that Christ is the King, and that Christ will come again as King. This is the truth of the now and not yet kingdom. Today we celebrate the now of the kingdom in Christ the King Sunday. Next week, we begin celebrating the not yet of the kingdom through the season of Advent. And as we begin that journey into Advent as we leave here today, I ask you to be on the lookout. Where do you encounter darkness? Where do you see the not yet of the kingdom in your life? And how will you pray and work to bring the light of Christ into that darkness? In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.